Hello, everyone. This is Peter Granich on Saturday, May 30th. As always, this is not to be considered investment advice. You should always speak to a licensed financial advisor before making any investment decision and to read all my disclosures. In a business where you're often judged by your latest call, my sizable personal stake in North Isle Copper and Gold makes the outcome even more consequential. Many clients, friends, and followers have invested alongside me. The results of this position will shape how many view my career for better or worse. With both my professional and personal finish lines now in sight, this commitment is final, and the outcome will soon lead either to a winner's circle celebration or something far more worse. Win or lose, I believe I back the right company and the right leadership team. In an industry where failure is common, I have rarely seen a company pull so far ahead of its field. The results so far are already exceptional by metals and mining standards, which is why I believe the ambitious goals many of us hold is grounded in reality, not wishful thinking. Just a year ago, the share price was moving sideways even as positive news kept coming. Some investors grew impatient, only to watch the stock rise 300% over the following year. Now, after a much-needed correction in metals and mining shares, one I anticipated in early 2026 and largely stepped aside from except for holding my North Isle position, some are again becoming uneasy. To be blunt, people who react this way should not be speculating slash gambling in the first place, as they do not fully understand the mental and financial risk involved or can handle them. If you look at North Isle's chart, the stock has held up well through this period, consolidating its large gains rather than breaking down as many others did when the parabolic run in gold and silver reversed. In the process, many retail investors were able to exit while more high net worth and institutional investors took their place. That shift should be a positive sign for the future. I should also note that copper, the metal I was most bullish on throughout 2025 and into 2026, is near all-time highs and holding comfortably above 6, a level very few expected a year ago. Despite frequent claims that copper should not be rising in the current economic environment, it has been a quiet but powerful bull market and has nearly matched the NASDAQ gains over the past year without drawing the same attention. To me, that suggests its long-term advance is far from over. I believe CEO Sam Lee's recent interview with Crux Investor was his most informative and bullish to date. It was compelling enough that I continued to add to my position as recently as last week. I strongly recommend listening to it more than once. Each time I do, my confidence grows. The company has a very busy month ahead. If I understood Sam's latest Renmark Dallas webinar correctly, where there's a link below and it should be out shortly, the Red Dog results should be released very soon. Given everything that's on their calendar this month alone, I suspect that the rest of the expected news flow will not be far behind. Two upcoming events stand out in particular in my book, the pair involving the company's native partners, and of course, my meeting in a couple of weeks with Sam and Chairman Alex Davison. Having known Alex since his early days at Barrick's, I see his willingness to travel with Sam as yet another reason for my confidence. As noted earlier, the outcome of all of this will go a long way toward shaping what is ultimately said about Riverboat Pete.